Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she appeared at Buffalo's JCC as a sign of solidarity.
We're going to get to the bottom of it, and that's what people should know. Before you undertake something like this, not only is it bigotry, not only is it hatred, but it's also illegal. And we'll get to the bottom of these threats and make sure that they end.
Governor Cuomo has pledged $25 million in funding for centers like Buffalo's to help with any upgrades of the facility in making them safer. Richard Zakilak is executive director of JCC.
We are a very secure facility. We take it very seriously. We are proactive. We're constantly training. We have security systems in place and observation systems and other things.
180 children attend the JCC on Delaware Avenue. Hochul first appeared to read a Dr. Seuss book to them as part of Read Across America, then used the visit to reassure individuals and families the facilities will remain safe.
When there are threats, there are very strong protocols which were engaged in and undertaken recently when the threats occurred, and business as usual here. And so I feel very comfortable being here, as parents should be, and we want to get that message out as well.
The state police have been tremendously helpful. They've been forthcoming. They've been proactive with us. The FBI has been great with us. The local police, Buffalo Police, the town of Amherst Police.
Strict protocols are followed when threats are made to the center.
Yesterday, when I was addressing some early childhood parents, I reminded them that my first experience with bomb threats was duck and cover. We were going to protect ourselves from nuclear bombs. And then in high school, in the 70s, we had bomb threats, and we had to keep locker doors open. And we've had other experiences with it. After 9/11, we had heightened security, and other times we've had heightened security. So, well, I don't want to say that that we're taking it on a routine basis. We're certainly heightened, but business is normal. We are carrying on like we always do. Over the last month, we've had more than 150 new people join the JCC. It hasn't hindered the number of people who are comfortable and are joining us.
In condemning the threats, the governor also ordered state police to engage in hate crime investigations. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.